Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the Health Information and Quality Authority is in front of the Oireachtas Committee on Health this morning following the RTE Investigates programme 2 weeks ago, which exposed shocking practices at two nursing homes run by the Amis Group, Ireland's biggest nursing home provider. HICWA's Chief Executive Angela Fitzgerald has been speaking at the committee this morning, where she's facing questions from politicians, including this exchange with the Sinn Féin health spokesperson David Cullinan.
There was 198 allegations of suspected or confirmed abuse to a resident. 198, which is shocking. So the question I have for you, Ms. Fitzgerald, is what financial penalties have been imposed on any of these individual homes or that corporate body?
Okay.
Given all of the issues have been raised. No, it's a straight question. What financial penalties have been imposed?
Our legal framework doesn't provide for any financial penalties.
So none. What we saw in a programme with respect was cost-cutting by a corporate body leading to neglect of residents. Families feel very let down. The quality of care was substandard. It was very clear to me that this was about a corporate body trying to save money, cutting costs. And you have no powers to impose any financial penalties whatsoever. Is that correct?
That's your time is up, Deputy.
If that answer can just be answered very quickly, just a yes or no.
We don't have powers to impose financial penalties.
Do you think you should have?
I think we need to have powers to hold corporate entities to account in the context of the landscape that we have. I think the nature of that holding to account is a matter for government.
Well, after that, the Chief Deputy Inspector of HICWA, Susan Cliff, explained the discrepancy between the HICWA inspection at Benevan Manor, which found the centre was well managed. Benevan is in Glasnevin in Dublin and has high safety standards. That's what the inspection found. But the scenes shown on RTÉ Investigates at the home showed something completely different several weeks later.
We stand over the findings of the inspection in November, but what we can see now, looking at the information that we have, is since we were in there in November, they recruited 75 additional staff, 35 staff members moved on, the occupancy rate increased, and the number of residents that were admitted with what we call additional responsive behaviours that required 24-hour one-to-one supervision went from 6 to 18, I believe. So the profile, that nursing home changed completely between when we were there in November 2024, reflecting the findings of our inspections, and what we saw.
What we saw on RTE is what Susan Cliff was referring to there. Let's get more on this. We're joined by consultant geriatrician Professor Ronan Collins, who appeared as well in that RTE Investigates programme. Ronan, you've been listening to that and you heard our clips there. I think most striking for many people is the fact that HICWA doesn't have the power to impose financial penalties on nursing homes that are in serious breach of what's expected of them.
Yeah, and I think HICWA are right to point out that that's a matter for legislation. And I think that rests with the Oireachtas, to be frank. I've always made the point that regulation really doesn't necessarily ensure good care if it's not regulating or measuring the correct thing, if it's not properly informed as to what it should be measuring. And of course, like if there isn't appropriate sanctions afterwards. One of the problems, of course, in financial penalty might be one useful thing to consider. But for example, restricting a nursing home, or for example, rescinding a license would create an immediate problem. And there isn't a mechanism by which between the HSE and, for example, a private provider as to what might happen if that private provider suddenly ceased trading or their license was gone.
Because where do the residents go? I mean, that's a huge problem for everybody.
And I think I pointed out in your programme previously, I came across one resident who had to move more times in the last 3 years of their life than they moved in their adult life because of a series of domino closures. Mm-hmm. So the whole system, I also would like to make the point, I'm just watching, I've been listening to some of the tone of this as well. And I think, to be fair, Marie Sherlock from, I think, the Labour Party is probably right. I was a bit disappointed to hear some of our senior politicians and even being trotted out again that the matter has been referred to the Gardaí. And while everybody is personally responsible for what they do, what I saw on the programme myself was probably poorly educated, poorly trained staff who were not culturally probably attuned to the care of older people as we would expect in our society. And while, of course, everybody is personally responsible, I think myself that the system must take some corporate responsibility of this as well. For example, if there was a situation where toxic dumping was occurring and it was affecting the healthcare of a town, do you really focus on the guy who dumped the chemicals or on the corporation that allowed it to happen?
Yeah, or and the system or lack of regulation that allowed it to happen. But you know what we learned last night, that HICWA had hundreds of notifications of allegations of abuse of patients in the two nursing homes featured on RTE Investigates. And those allegations were coming in since January of 2022. Now, what does all of that tell us about the system of inspections and how it's working or not working, Ronan?
Well, it's not working. I don't think, number one, we're regulating necessarily the right things. And then when there are allegations of abuse, now I hasten to add, I don't know what these individual allegations are. HICWA might counter argue that, for example, a system that encourages notification will lead to a large number of complaints. And of course, sometimes the allegations may relate to abuse that is occurring between residents as well. So I don't know the exact nature of them. But certainly, for example, if I focused on another aspect of the inspection, where they found an organisation with 66% non-compliant in terms of governance structures, I mean, that's very serious to take it at a very high level. That is fundamentally saying that here is an organisation that doesn't meet two-thirds of our criteria of what we consider important from a managerial, clinical supervision, training point of view, and that we're allowing it to continue to operate. I would also just say that I know now we're all kind of inside focused on regulation and we're looking at the role of HICWA, and that's correct to an extent. But you know, this is almost like trying to find the scapegoat here in a system that's fundamentally wrong. And I've said this continuously. There was an excellent paper from the Irish Society of Physicians of Geriatric Medicine in 2020. It's available online, responding to the needs of residents in long-term care in Ireland, published in the Irish Medical Journal. It's an excellent place to start how to rectify the many problems we have in our nursing home sector.
Mm-hmm. But just going back to the inspection regime, and Aoife Hegarty from RTÉ Investigates on Morning Ireland this morning explained that most of the inspections are happening Monday to Friday and they start between 8 a.m. and 11. So in other words, they're fairly predictable if you're running a nursing home. But on the other side of it, from what we're hearing today, HICWA's sort of toothless, Ronan. Like if HICWA say, oh, you're 66% non-compliant in one area, sure, what skin is that off a nursing home owner's nose when there's very little HICWA can do about it?
You know, that's true. And again, I'll start with my point by saying, you know, when we're focusing on regulation, we're really not focusing on what the real issue is. The real issue is we should expect. The regulation here should be the exceptional measure almost. We should expect and we should have absolute confidence that our nursing home is delivering good care because we've set up such a good system. And that's clearly not the case. But to address your absolute point, yes, the inspections occur during probably working hours, because the inspection process probably includes a meeting with senior management. And, you know, to be fair to senior management, you don't expect them to be in at 12 o'clock at night having a meeting with HICWA. I think the inspection needs to be multi-faceted, though. There needs to be formal meetings. There needs to be an understanding that there will be an out-of-hours spot check. But we must ask, what are we going to spot check on? And the most important thing we should be spot checking on is the hours per resident per day in terms of the staff ratios. Because most of the examples I saw of poor care, or if we want to use emotive language, abusive care in certain circumstances, yes, related to staff under pressure and an inadequate number of staff. And also, in some cases, staff having to do because they had very poor resources. And if I could just make this point about resources, one of the things about these very large corporate models is that the resourcing and the supply chain very often become centralised, and staff can find themselves at the end of the chain unable to respond locally to the needs and, for example, extra supplies, getting them in quickly. And that's an issue of the model of our nursing home provision in the country.
Ronan, thank you very much for joining us again on the programme. That's Professor Ronan Collins.